Father, we thank you this day. We honor you, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy and for your compassion. Lord, we exalt you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. We bow down, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you. We return all glory unto you, O Lord. We exalt your name. For you are God, and there is none like unto you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the Lord, and you are God forevermore. For your mercy upon us, we bless your name. For provision, for protection, Lord, we honor you. You are good unto us, O Lord. Lord, we bow before you for your mercy on us. Lord, we lay our crown and we say thank you, Jesus. And Father, this day we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that your goodness will be upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 21st of July. 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for this beautiful day. I want you to exalt him for his mercy upon you and your household. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life. The grace of God is upon my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, oh, surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I redeem this day by the blood of Jesus. Oh, today the Lord make ways for me where there is no way. In the name of Jesus, this day I walk in the favor of the Lord that cannot be explained by any man. In the name of Jesus, I pull down every hindrances of the enemy over my day. I pull you down in the name of Jesus. I speak divine favor into my life. I speak divine favor upon the works of my hand in the name of Jesus. I speak divine solution over every impossibilities in my life in the name of Jesus. I arise today as a mighty man. The Lord arise on my behalf and he fight for me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I arise today and I stand on the word of the Lord. I speak to every mountain, oh, that has refused to move. I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Be removed. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you, be moved. In the name of Jesus, I call forth joy. I call forth favor. I call forth peace. I call forth blessing upon my life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare I am a sign and wonder. I am a sign and a wonder of favor. I am a sign and a wonder of God's goodness. I am a sign and a wonder of the mercy and the grace of God. In the name of Jesus, today the Lord grant me speed and accuracy. My time will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, I break every resistance, every spirit of delay, every demonic traffic over my day. I break you in the name of Jesus. Oh, today I stand upon the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Every siege of darkness around me, around my life, around my going forward, you are broken into pieces. In the name of Jesus, I call forth multiple favor upon my life, upon my season. I call forth multiple grace upon my going out and coming in today. In the name of Jesus, I arise with power and I do exploits in grace. In the name of Jesus, for the favor of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord speak on my behalf. In the name of Jesus, today I enjoy angelic assistance in all that I do. For the word of God says he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. I say it again, I enjoy angelic assistance all the days of my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I command fear of what to hit, where to go, what to wear. I cast you out of my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I speak to my soul, rest and see the goodness of the Lord. Be assured of the favor of the Lord upon you in the name of Jesus. I call forth favor. I call forth opportunity. I call forth blessings upon my day, upon the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every closed door open, every closed door of opportunities, closed door of blessing. I speak to you. I command you open in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare no weapon of the enemy that is raised against me shall prosper. Oh, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of God is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my household in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God today, I want us to pray. Over this morning, the Lord revealed something unto me, and what I saw was really terrifying. We need to pray. I want you to pray for yourself individually, and we are going to pray for this nation. You are going to pray for whatever state that you find yourself in. We are going to pray. But before we go into the prayer today, I want to remind you of our program that is coming up on the 30th of this month, 2026. That is the last Thursday of the month of July, by the grace of God. The program is going to start by 12 noon, by the grace of God. I would love to see you there. The venue for the program is at our place of fellowship at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokudu Junction, Songo Elele Road in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We are going to pray this morning. I wanted to read from the book of Psalm. As we are taking the prayer, I'm going to be giving you some scriptural passage. But I wanted to first read from the book of Psalm, Psalm 86 verse 5. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. The mercy of the Lord is readily available for those that repent of their iniquities and those that call upon the name of the Lord. I want you to call upon the name of the Lord this morning and ask for the mercy of the Lord. I want you to speak to him. Father, have mercy upon me. Pray for yourself first. Lord, have mercy. Show me mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. The Father, let your mercy take away the multitude of the transgressions of my bloodline. Let your mercy take me away from the multitude of the transgression of my bloodline in the name of Jesus. There are many bloodlines that in their generation, there are souls that has perished, and those souls, their blood is calling for vengeance over this nation. There are souls, there are blood that have been spilled, and they are calling for revenge. They are calling for vengeance. Speak to the Lord. Father, mercy. Show me mercy. Lord, have mercy upon me. Let your mercy preserve me. Oh, let your mercy preserve me in the name of Jesus. Father, let your mercy preserve me from the wickedness that is upon this land. Father, let your mercy preserve me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy preserve me in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to understand one of the things, like I said during our praise, prayer and prophecy program, I told them about the mercy of the Lord, that the mercy of God is a force of exemption, a force of preservation, a force of exemption and preservation. Beloved, I want you to call upon the Lord, that this mercy of the Lord be upon you. You better pray. Ask for the mercy of the Lord. Father, let your mercy be upon me and my household. Listen, the land is going to be visited, but ask for the mercy of the Lord. Ask that the mercy of the Lord be upon you. Mercy for exemption. Mercy for preservation in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray for this nation. Lord, have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, have mercy upon Nigeria. Have mercy upon this nation in the name of Jesus. Ask for the mercy of the Lord upon this nation. Father, show us mercy. Let your mercy speak above the multitude of our shortcomings, above expose the wickedness of the wicked. Father, let your mercy speak in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy speak, O Lord. Psalm 51 verse 1, the scripture says, have mercy upon us, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Call upon the Lord over this nation. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Father, by your mercy, blot out our transgressions, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, have mercy upon this nation. Arise, O Lord, in your tender mercies and deliver this nation from the grip of the wicked. Father, deliver this nation from the grip of the wicked. Deliver us, O Lord. Deliver this nation in the name of Jesus. The wicked continue to display their wickedness openly. They are not even concerned anymore. Father, arise in your judgment. Oh, arise in your judgment. Judge the wicked according to his wickedness. Judge them according to their wickedness, that your hand of mercy will cease over the wicked, but your mercy will be upon this nation in the name of Jesus. Show us mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 25 verse 6 and 7. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgression. According to your mercy, remember me. For your goodness sake, O Lord, speak to the Lord. I want you to pray for yourself now. Father, according to your tender mercies, remember me. Remember me, O Lord, according to your tender mercies, in the name of Jesus. Oh, do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgression. According to your tender mercies, Lord, remember me. Lord, for your goodness sake, remember me according to your tender mercy, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember me in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember me. Remember me by your mercy, Lord. Let your mercy be upon my life in the name of Jesus, that your mercy will be upon my destiny in the name of Jesus. Your mercy will be upon my inheritance. Your mercy will be upon my household in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray for this nation. Pray for the state where you are presently. Lord, let your mercy be upon this nation. Let your mercy be upon this state. Oh Lord, mercy from the north to the south, from the west to the east. Oh Lord, let your mercy speak in the name of Jesus. Father, we call upon you. Lord, stop the move of the wicked over this nation, over these states. Father, stop the move of the wicked. Disappoint the tokens of the enemy. Destroy their enterprise, that they will no longer prosper in their wicked enterprise. Father, arise, O Lord. Arise in your mercy. You will stop the move of the wicked. Lord, arise in your power. Lord, stop the move of the wicked over this nation, that they will no longer prosper in their wickedness. Deliver us, O Lord, in your mercy. By your mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to pray that prayer. Present yourself. Present this nation. Present the state where you find yourself before God and ask for the mercy of the Lord. Most importantly, over your household. Ask for mercy. Mercy for exemption, mercy for preservation, that the mercy of the Lord will be upon you as a force that preserves your home, as a force that preserves your life, that exempts you from all evil, that exempts your life from evil, that exempts this nation, this state, from the wickedness of the wicked. Ask that the Lord will stop the move of his mercy upon the wicked, that the wickedness of the wicked will be upon them and not upon us, in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. I pray for you as you go today. The blessings of the Lord is upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you, in the name of Jesus. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, in Jesus' name. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.